Turn with us to Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 28. I'd like to read verses 1 through 6 today. As our custom is, we stand for the reading to honor the Word of God today, found in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 28, verse number 1. I'm going to ask Brother Mike to come help me read this morning. Brother Mike, if you'd read, help me. Matthew 28, 1 through 6 there this morning.
In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He's not here, for he's risen as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Mike. Father, we bless you today. We thank you for this great day in our life, being Easter morning. God, how good you've been to us through that of your Son. Lord, thank you that you sent him to Calvary. Thank you, Lord, on the third day that he got out of the grave. Help us now to preach and do right by the Word of God this morning. Spirit of God, I pray that in these days you would teach me to exalt the Son of God. Help us, if it be one here that don't know Jesus, I pray you'd deal with our heart this morning. And God, may they come by repentance through faith and meet the lovely one, the Lord Jesus, today. We ask you now in Christ's name, amen and amen. You may be seated this morning. The Bible said that he is not here, for he is risen as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. I want to preach three thoughts out of Matthew 27:28 this morning on because he lives. Because he lives. I want to say, first of all, because he lives, I can see. And I can see a place in Matthew 27 and 33. Thank God there wouldn't have been a resurrection morning if it hadn't have been for Calvary. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 27, in verse number 33, there, the Bible says, and when they were coming to a place called Golgotha, that is to say, a place of a skull, they gave him vinegar to drink, mingled with gall, and when he had tasted thereof, he would not drink, and they crucified him, parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophets. They parted my garments among them. Upon my vesture did they cast lots, and sitting down they watched him there. Because he lives, we can see a cross that is holy. I'm glad that the Lord Jesus went to Calvary's cross. Calvary was God's design. It was not an afterthought. Many of you may be trying to live good enough to go to heaven, but we cannot live good enough to go to heaven. The law is perfect. We are imperfect. But I'm glad that God sent His Son to pay the sin debt of this whole world, that the law could not pay. Yet at Calvary, it was a holy place. Not much mention of Calvary. But I want to remind you today, friend, if it was not for Calvary, there would not be no Easter Sunday. For the Lord died on an old rugged cross for you and for me. Young children, Jesus died for you. Jesus died for me. And a lot of people, you never hear this preached much, but it's still in the Bible. There's a heaven to gain, and there's a hell to shun. The Bible said you must be born again. And here, because He lives, I can see a cross that is holy. I see a cost that is heavy. In Matthew 27, you'll notice in verse 27, the Bible said, the soldiers and the governor took Jesus to the common hall and gathered to Him the whole band of soldiers. They stripped Him and put on Him a scarlet robe. When they had plaited a crown of thorns, they put it upon His head and a reed in His right hand, and they bowed the knee before Him and mocked Him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews." They spit upon Him. They took the reed and smote Him on the head. And after that they had mocked Him, they took the robe off from Him and put His own raiment on Him, led Him away to crucify Him. And as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. Them they compelled to bear His cross. Today, we must realize that there was a cross that was so heavy. Here is Simon come out of the country. They laid the cross on him to bear it after Jesus. If you're going to be a Christian this morning, there is a cost to pay. It will cost you something to be a Christian. Somebody said, well, it don't cost nothing to be a Christian. It cost the Lord Jesus His life and His blood at Calvary to save you and me. Therefore, I can see a cross that is holy. I can see a cost that is heavy. But in Matthew 27:15, I see a crowd that is hollering. They simply said this in Matthew 27:15. There the Bible reads, "Now the feast of the governor was wont to release unto the people a prisoner whom they would, and they had them a notable prisoner called Barabbas. Therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, What will ye that I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus, which is called Christ? For he knew that for envy they had delivered him. When he was set down on the judgment seat, look, his wife sent unto him, saying, Have thou nothing to do with this just man, for I've suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. But the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitudes they should ask Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor simply answered, said unto them, Whether the twain will ye that I release unto you? And they say unto him, Barabbas. Pilate saith unto them, What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? They all say unto him, Let him be crucified. The governor said, What evil hath he done? But they cried out the more, saying, Let him be crucified. When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but rather a tumult was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I'm innocent of the blood of this just person. See you to it. Then answered all the people and said, His blood be on us and on our children. I'm going to tell you, water cannot wash away blood this morning. Here in Pilate's hall, they were not innocent. They were guilty for putting Jesus on a cross, who was meek and lowly and had never known sin. But because today, as we can see a cross that is holy, we can see a cross that is heavy, but we see a crowd that is hollering. This world never has wanted Jesus. Honey, on Easter Sunday morning, this world still don't want Jesus, but I'm glad it's a crowd that have come together. We've come to worship Him and honor Him and give Him all the glory this morning in our lives. There was a crowd that was hollering, but I'm glad in Matthew 27 and verse number 35, there's a cure that is heavenly. For the Bible said in verse 35, they crucified Him and parted His garments, casting lots that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophets. They parted My garments among them, and upon My vesture did they cast lots. And sitting down, they watched Him there. They set over His head His accusation written, This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. Then were there two thieves crucified with Him, one on the right hand and the other on the left. They passed by reviled and wagging their heads and saying, Thou destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days. Save Yourself. If Thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross. I sure am glad our Lord did not come down from that cross that day. The Bible said, likewise, the chief priests mocking Him with the scribes and elders said, He saved others, save Himself. He cannot save. Verse 44, the thieves also which were crucified with him cast the same in his teeth. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over the land, the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, which is say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Some of them that stood there when they heard that said, this man called for Elias. But Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, he yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent, and the graves were open, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection, went into the holy city and appeared unto many. What a day when our Lord died. Here you see, because he lives, we can see. But secondly, look at Matthew 28 and 7. Because he lives, not only can we see, but I sure am glad we can share. For the Bible said in Matthew 28, he said in verse 6, he's not here, for he's written. As he said, come and see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he's risen from the dead. And behold, he go before you into Galilee, there shall you see him. Lo, I've told you. Now, through the four Gospels of the Bible, they all have mentioned the death, the burial, and the resurrection. For you see, without the death, the burial, and the resurrection, there would be no gospel. The gospel is good news. Jesus died for you. Jesus died for me. But that's not the end of the story. On the third day, he got up out of the grave. Young people, you need to learn this. He's not here. He is risen. I'm glad that here on Easter morning we can declare he's not here, but he is risen. He's not in a tomb no more. But he lives in our heart, we that are saved by the grace of God. And so this morning we can not only see, but we can share. Now look at Matthew 27 and follow me along. And I'm about done preaching this morning. But look at Matthew 28 and verse number 7. I want to say, first of all, the guards couldn't hinder him. He got up out of the grave. You say, well, why do you say the guards couldn't hinder him? Look at Matthew 27 and 62. The Bible simply said this, now the next day that followed the day of the preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees came together to Pilate, saying, sir, we remember that that deceiver said he was yet alive. After 3 days I will rise again. Command, therefore, that the sepulchre be made sure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away and say unto the people, he is risen from the dead, so the last error shall be worse than the first. Pilate said unto them, ye've a watch, go your way and make it as sure as you can. So they went and made the sepulchre sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch. You see, because he lives, we can share this thought. The guards couldn't hinder him. They tried to keep him in the tomb, but honey, let me tell you, ain't no man could keep Jesus in the tomb. For you see, the guards couldn't hinder him. The great stone couldn't hide him. The stone was rolled away. They thought, surely now, we put a stone in front of this tomb. We've set guards as its watch, but I want to tell you, the guards couldn't hinder him, and the great stone could not hide him. For he rolled the stone away. Matthew 27:57, look what they done. Then evening was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus' disciple. He went to Pilate and begged the body of Jesus, and Pilate commanded the body to be delivered. And when Joseph had taken the body, here it is, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn out in the rock, and he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulchre and departed. I want to say we can share, first of all, that the guards couldn't hinder him. The great stone couldn't hide him. But here the garments couldn't halt him. They had him wrapped. But I sure am glad when they come, the Bible said they'd seen the clothes and he'd folded a napkin. I sure am glad the Lord is coming back one day. Therefore, the garments couldn't halt him. But Matthew 28:6, the grave couldn't hold him. They got there and said, "He's not here, for he's risen." And he said, "Come see the place where the Lord lay." I'm glad the grave couldn't hold him. You see, Buddha is in the grave this morning. Young people, our religion is very different from being a Christian. Buddha, the Buddhists are serving a man where his bones is still in the graveyard. Joseph Smith did many great things and trickery in the country, but Joseph Smith's bones are still in the grave. Muhammad's bones are in the grave. But Brother Chris, down at a garden. I'm glad as we look in this morning, the tomb is empty. Brother Chris, I've not asked you to do this, but I feel like on my heart, I want you to sing that song for me for invitation. I want you to get ready. I'm nearly done preaching. I want to say this today because he lives, we can see. Because he lives, we can share. Because he lives, we can shout. There's an empty tomb. Death don't hold us that believe in Christ. When Jesus got out of the grave, he proved that he rose victor over death, hell, and the grave. And now we that are in Christ, the grave will not hold us. The devil thought he had him. But on the third day, there was a great earthquake came. And that stone was rolled away. Could you imagine those prisoner guards thought that they was going to hinder Jesus from getting out of the tomb? Can I tell you this morning, we can shout about an empty tomb. He is not here. We can shout about an eternal trust. Brother Chris, I want you to come. Look what he said in Matthew 28:6. Don't miss this. Take this home with you. He's not here, for he's risen as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay. Not only is there an empty tomb, but there is an eternal trust. Look what the Bible says. For he is risen as he said. Can I tell you his words are everlasting this morning? His words are eternal and everything he's put in this book is right. And it's relevant and it's still real in this day and in this hour. Jesus lives. I want to say there, we can shout about an empty tomb. You can go down to the ball game, shout. Why don't you shout about eternal life if you got it? I got somebody to shout about. People talk about